Okay, so today I'll be talking about the psychosocial and behavioral correlates of STD and HIV risk behavior among a sample of Massachusetts MSM with symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. And I just want to thank my co-authors, Matthew Mimiaga and Kenneth Mayer, both of whom are here, as well as others who are listed on this slide. Just a little bit about the background. Matthew talked about this a little bit. Massachusetts men who have sex with men continue to be at disproportionate risk for STDs. They accounted for 72% of infectious syphilis cases in 2005. There was a 32-fold increase in drug-resistant gonorrhea between 2001 and 2005, and the proportion of HIV cases with MSM exposure has continued to increase, overall about 13% between 1999 and 2005. With respect to psychosocial problems and sexual risk, studies have found a relationship between stressful or traumatic life events. So events that include domestic violence, rape, child sexual abuse, witnessing the physical harm to another person, and sexual risk taking. There have been a couple of limitations in this body of research. Namely, there's been a focus on the objective occurrence of the stressful or traumatic event. So that is whether the event happened or not, and sort of not as much about a person's emotional reaction or subjective response to it. So that's the first. And secondly, effects have generally been in the modest range. So this current analysis sought to assess psychosocial and behavioral associations of risk behavior among men who screened in for a significant emotional response to a stressful or traumatic event. And so by this, I mean screening in for symptoms of PTSD. And we're using stressful or traumatic, a significant emotional response synonymously with symptoms of PTSD. I'll talk a little bit more about that in the methods, but I just want to be clear. So our hypothesis in all this is that it's not the event itself, that is, whether it occurred or it didn't occur, but rather the response to the event, and that that response may differentiate MSM who engage in risk behavior from those who do not. So that's what we're talking about. And in order to look at this, we sampled 189 MSM with a quantitative survey. It was approximately an hour in duration. Participants were 18. They were Massachusetts residents, and they self-reported having sex with men in the past year. We did use a convenience sample and a modified respondent-driven sample to recruit. In the convenience sample, we advertised the study in Fenway medical areas, STD clinic, providers made patients aware of the study. And then the modified respondent-driven sample, we selected 10 seeds who each in turn were asked to recruit up to three participants, and then they in turn were asked to recruit up to three participants with dual incentives motivating recruitment. All study measures and procedures were IRB approved by the Fenway IRB board. And this research was supported by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. So looking at our predictors of interest then, number one, we were interested in seeing whether experiencing a worst event was going to predict risk behavior. And to do this, we asked participants to self-report in an open-ended question about the worst event that they ever experienced. So did they experience the worst event, and what was it? And then what we did is we dichotomized the responses. So they either experienced the worst event or they didn't. So then secondly, with respect to significant emotional response, we utilized the SPAN screening instrument. This is a four-item validated brief screening measure for PTSD symptomatology. It's been used successfully in primary care settings. It's part of the Davidson Trauma Scale. It's a sort of subset of that. And in this, a score of six or greater was indicative of significant emotional reaction to the worst event for our purposes. Importantly, we are not talking about clinically diagnosing PTSD here. We're really talking about a brief screening to assess the response to events. And so we wanted to leave the criterion stressor open-ended. We didn't want to say certain events would constitute trauma and others didn't, because we wanted to know what the men were thinking were those events. So that was why we're calling it a significant emotional response in this particular instance. With respect to outcome variables, we wanted to assess risky sex. So we looked at unprotected anal sex, either insertive or receptive, in the past 12 months. We also wanted to look at other comorbid psychosocial health issues. So we looked at depression using the SES-D, the symptoms of social anxiety using the social phobia inventory, and then we also looked at alcohol dependence using the CAGE instrument. data analysis, we used SAS statistical software and broadly did comparisons between men who screened in for a significant emotional response and those who did not screen in. We did basic descriptive statistics, chi-square statistics, and then finally we ran bivariate and multivariable logistic regression. We a priori made the choice to adjust for race, sexual orientation, and HIV status. We did a literature review and found that these were most consistently areas that we would want to adjust for. So in our models, that's what we did. Okay, I'm going to provide just a brief overview of the sample, and then before getting into the main findings. The mean age was 41. Participants were age 19 to 66. The majority were non-white, 55%. 11% were Hispanic and Latino. About a third had a high school education or less. The majority were publicly insured. 3/4 were gay identified, although all men had reported sex with another man in the last year. But this is just about identification. The majority, 57%, were HIV infected, and 54% had a prior STD diagnosis. And psychosocial problems were common. As you can see, depression, social anxiety, and alcohol dependence were 49%, 47%, and 42%, respectively. Overall, 93% of the sample reported having experienced a worst event, and 60% of the sample screened in for having had a significant emotional response to that event. So we're talking about the 60% now. Men screening in for a significant emotional response were more likely to be white, and they were more likely to be gay identified, which again in our literature review was supported by that. Just to give you a sense of the worst events that were being reported, the top three were death of a family friend and partner, being diagnosed with HIV, and then assault, which included rape, physical assault, gay bashing, domestic violence, and shooting. So these were the top three among men who screened in for a significant emotional response. It's also noteworthy on the bottom that 16% reported two or more worst events when they were asked. With respect to risk behavior in the past 12 months, substance use during sex was common. You can see that alcohol or having sex while drunk in this particular instance, marijuana and poppers were the sort of top three, followed by crystal meth and ecstasy. Men who screened in for an emotional response, I should say, had a mean number of 10 male sexual partners and 6 anonymous partners that they knew for less than 12 hours before they had sex with them. And then finally, if you look, unprotected anal sex was very frequent among this sample. 77% of men who screened in had unprotected insertive or receptive in the past year. Furthermore, 35% had unprotected insertive with an HIV-infected partner, and 27% had unprotected receptive with an HIV-infected partner. So moving along to our main results, we wanted to test our hypothesis that it wasn't the event itself, but that it was the response to the event that was going to be predictive of sexual risk-taking. So we looked at the outcome of unprotected anal sex in bivariate and multivariable logistic regression. And as you'll see, experiencing a worst event, NS stands for not significant, was not significant in this model. However, significant emotional response was, and if you look to the right, men who screened in for a significant emotional response were 2.57 times more likely to have engaged in unprotected anal sex in the past 12 months. And again, this is controlling for race, sexual orientation, and HIV status. So we also wanted to look at the relationship of stress of screening in for an emotional response to depression and to social anxiety. And again, the results were similar as the previous slide. Experiencing a worst event did not predict depression, neither did it predict social anxiety. However, screening in for an emotional response, symptoms of PTSD that is, did predict depression. You can see 3.5 times more likely men who screened in were to have depression, and 2.87 times as likely to have social anxiety. Again, controlling for race, sexual orientation, and HIV status. So to summarize, men screening in for a significant emotional response had high rates of substance use during sex and risky sexual behaviors, and currently having a significant emotional response predicted increased sexual risk-taking, that is unprotected anal sex in the past 12 months, as well as comorbid psychosocial health issues, including depression and symptoms of social anxiety. There are several limitations that are noteworthy. First of all, we used a PTSD screener. So that means we could not measure the intensity of more remote events, neither could we measure the duration or the frequency of events. This is important to note. Also, there are methodological difficulties in stressful life events research, difficulties standardizing what constitutes a stressful or traumatic event across studies. So that's also part of this. Third, our modified RDS approach was successful in recruiting a diverse sample, but incentives may have resulted in a socially marginalized group of MSM, more so than perhaps other samples. So we're not, the prevalence of stressful or traumatic life events may not be generalizable. And then finally, since a third of participants were patients at Fenway, and Fenway is a GLBT health organization, the sample may be more gay identified and have a higher prevalence of both STDs and HIV than the broader Boston population. So that's important to note as well. So again, findings suggest that having a significant emotional response is predictive of sexual risk taking over and above the effects of the event itself. So it appears that some men respond to events in a way that may place them at greater risk for STDs and HIV. And it's important to locate the current study in the context of other research that documents elevated rates of co-occurring psychosocial issues facing high-risk MSM. And I think importantly to look at the intersection of mental health and HIV risk in the way that those two interact synergistically to contribute to excess of disease burden among MSM. And then finally, this points to the potential benefit of incorporating coping and how to cope with stressful or traumatic life events, no matter what the event is, among MSM in STD and HIV prevention and care interventions. Thank you very much.